Across Virginia this week, schools are wrapping up for the summer. One of them is George Witt High School in Richmond, where Libby Germer is a history teacher. When Germer started teaching at Witt, it was her first time working at a school where most of the students didn't look like her. Only 9% of Richmond school students are white. 3/4 qualify for free and reduced lunch. A year ago, Germer and 3 of her students spoke at a panel on supporting public schools in the city. Soon after, we recorded this conversation between Germer and one of those students, Tyler Hoffler. At the time, Hoffler was a junior.
When I first heard about you,
yes,
I asked my friend, I was like, who class you got? And she was like, oh, I have Miss Germer. I was like, who is that? She's like, you know that white lady upstairs? I was like, oh, her on the history hall. She's like, yeah, I got her. I was like, all right. And I mean, what is it like to be a white teacher? Is it ever weird?
The first year was harder. Kids were looking at me and they were thinking, white lady. And that was just so obvious. I mean, one kid, I was wearing flip-flops, which I probably shouldn't have been wearing at school, but he was like, whoa, okay, your toes are so white and creepy. I mean, just like, call me out. And I, you know, was a little bit embarrassed about my toes, but he just had never seen like white lady toes up close. And that made me realize, wow, this is a first for a lot of folks here.
Yeah, what's the most shocking thing that's happened to you since being in George Witt?
I had a student who, so he and his best friend were driving in a car and they shot a man in the face in front of a hotel one night on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just really had taken him under my wing kind of and was watching out for him. And to know that he and his best friend took the independence granted them and went out and committed a crime with it, like the first week that he had his license, it just shook me to the core. I thought, come on. What is the most shocking thing that you've ever dealt with at our high school?
So many shocking things. The craziest, though, is it was a fight in school. It was a big fight, and it was like 5 people fighting. And a friend of mine that I've known since I was a freshman, like, he was older than me, but he got stabbed. And just shocking to think something like that could happen, like just like that.
Do you feel safe at our school?
Yeah, I mean, I don't carry myself to make too many enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm cool, I'm chill. I don't really like drama, so I stay out the way. I tend to make a lot of friends. So even if I have enemies, I mean, my friends got my back. It's not what you want, but it's home. Like, I grew up in Jackson Ward. I mean, it was gunshots all the time. My mom never really let me go outside too much. It used to get to the point where I'm used to gunshots. I'll be by the window playing with my brother. Fah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
You say you have 2 kids, right?
Yes.
How would you feel about letting them go to George Witt?
Oh, Tyler Hoffler. This is my hope that in about 10 years when they're ready for high school, sure, I would love for them to go to George Witt. You know, the Witt of our dreams, the Witt where kids aren't treated like criminals and they don't act like criminals. The Witt where, I mean, I have ideas like the band, you're in the band.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I want the band to do like a flash mob in the cafeteria in the middle of the day. I want to start the day with awesome music, like pumping through the speakers. I mean, I feel like we have, we are so afraid of all the kids being in one place at the same time that we miss opportunities to have fun in community at George Witt. So when those things are going on, the Witt of my dreams, sure, I would love for them to go there.
That's Libby Germer and Tyler Hoffler. This week, Hoffler graduates from George Witt. He's already enlisted in the Marines.